7:30 until 1 at 3rd and Hammond in Red Oak.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. 16 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock and 67 degrees here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. Going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Clarinda Regional Health Center. And we have with us this morning certified athletic trainer, Logan Wood. Logan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Logan?
Doing really well.
What's the most exciting thing you're doing today?
I am actually working from a camper down at Mazingo Lake. I had told Eli that I was going to do this interview out on the boat, but unfortunately it is currently raining down here. So
you're in the camper.
I better not venture out there.
You're in the camper doing well then.
Yep.
Well, cool. Good deal. You're going to be there for a little while this weekend anyway.
Yep, here for a couple days and then headed to St. Louis for the baseball game on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and enjoy some family and friend time down here. So.
You bet. Very cool. So talk to me a little bit about your family. You're married, Logan, and kiddos. Talk to me a little bit about your family.
Yep. So originally from Tabor, Iowa, my wife and I moved to Clarinda 6 years ago. So we just completed our sixth year.
Uh-huh.
She's the Vice President of Therapy at Clarinda Regional Health Center. And then we have a six-month-old, Dawson.
Uh-huh.
So I just had a baby girl.
Yep.
So we've been really enjoying parenthood and everything that brings along with it.
Life is good, isn't it, Logan? Life is good.
Yes, it is.
So tell me what it was, Logan, a few years ago at this point that wanted you to prompted you to become a certified athletic trainer. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I've always been interested in sports. Sports is a very large industry.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been interested in the health field. So when looking at college degrees when I was in high school, I came across athletic training. I went to Fremont Mills, so we were a smaller school.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have an athletic trainer that came to our school, so I came across the profession, started reading into it, doing a little research into it. I was like, I think that's something that I could really get behind. Went to school for it, really loved it. Had the opportunity, Clarinda Regional Health Center came calling and had the opportunity to come up and visit with them. And the history's been written since then, and I wouldn't change any of it. I've loved working here in Clarinda. Working out with all the kids out at the school and getting to work with all of those guys, make sure they're trying to keep them as healthy as possible so that way they can keep playing the sports that they can do and go on and live a happy and healthy life.
I think it's important because how many people do we talk to, Logan, that say, oh, I got this old injury from high school? The idea and the goal is to, with athletics, there are going to be some injuries. That's the nature of the game. But if you can take care of those properly, they have less impact and you can have later on in life when you get to be an old guy like myself. So that's kind of the goal, right? Just to deal with those injuries properly.
Yep, that is. I tell a lot of my kids, I tell them, right now you're going to bounce back pretty quick.
Yep.
We also got to think about later on in life and where those injuries are going to deal with you and what those injuries might look like. So we got to try and take care of them now. And I mean, there's certain things you can modify to continue to be active and work through some injuries. And if we're in season, at the end of season, looking at those kind of things of all right, weighing our risk, what can we do? And then if we need to shut them down or if we can continue to do some activity modified.
All right. Let's talk about some of these because there have been big changes over the years, I think for the better, and a lot of things that we talk about. One, we're going to talk about is heat policy. We're getting into summer. Of course, baseball and softball are ongoing, but we're going to, you know, have all those summer activities and practices. Let's talk about heat policy and understanding heat index. The wet bulb globe temperature is one that has come about. I don't know when it came about, but it is one that is used pretty widely, I think, as well. So let's talk about heat policy and what we're looking at there.
Yeah. So about 3 years ago, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago, the Corey Stinger Institute out of the University of Connecticut came to the state of Iowa and worked with our executive committee on our Iowa Athletic Training Society.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of looked at all of the policies, recommendations that the state of Iowa has and kind of gave some areas that we were lacking in.
Okay.
Compared to other states and compared to kind of what the gold standards are across the country with the research that's been given. And they do a lot of research on a lot of different areas. I would say that all of these new recommendations that we're going to talk about today came all about from that review and kind of that gathering about from 4 years ago.
So, okay.
First one, yeah, the heat policy that came out. This upcoming fall will be our second year in that policy. The biggest thing is that instead of looking at heat index, we now use wet bulb globe temperature. It's the gold standard for measuring what the temperature is at that location. One of the craziest things that I kind of came across that they kind of put out there was, did you know heat index is actually taken with an individual who is 5'7", weighs 147 pounds, in the shade, wearing long trousers, a short sleeve, and walking at 3.1 miles per hour?
I did not know that. No.
So when you look, it used to be, you would look at temperature, you'd look at the heat index, and then be like, all right, what can we do for practice this day? Do we need to modify something? And then you actually look into it, and you're like, that is not even close to the condition
no.
that we are actually practicing in.
Right.
So now with the wet bulb gold temperature, you take a machine actually out to the practice facility that you're practicing on. Because it takes into account your ambient temperature, your humidity, your wind speed, what angle the sun's coming in at, direct sunlight and cloud cover. So it takes into effect all of the elements that are actually going on that day. So that way you can make the best decision and modifications that you need to for that be a practice or a competition or any sort of activity that is going on.
And it's measured at the field where you're actually practicing at, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what we practice on grass, but when we play on turf, we have to measure it on turf because turf is going to hold more heat. And again, this was created and kind of designed for the safety of the athlete.
Yeah.
It wasn't designed. A lot of people, when it first came out, were kind of upset because it was going to make them modify. They thought they were just putting it out there to start canceling things. They weren't going to allow them to practice. It's not that case. It's just for the safety of the athletes. You're going to have to maybe modify some things, change the time of day that you might have to do it. Luckily, I mean, it doesn't help the lake water, but we have had a pretty mild summer so far for temperatures, which has been really good for getting in activities, except for the rain.
Yeah.
And the field conditions.
Right, right.
I feel like we've done a great job of getting all the games that we can in. So,
so the lake is still cold. Is that what I'm hearing you say, Logan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It is not the balmy 85 degrees like bathwater.
All right. So heat policy has changed. That was an update. Anything else there? Concussion is one that has obviously had a lot. There's been a lot of discussion over concussion protocol.
Yep, and that is a new one that just came out in November, was the new concussion policy. Not so much policy, but it's more the return to play.
Okay.
So concussions is a very broad term, and it can be it's really hard to diagnose concussions are. So it's everything. It's a symptom-based injury. So you have to go by what the athlete is reporting.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of education with our coaches and with our athletes on, again, like we talked about, we want their long-term life to be good and not
right.
Have any issues when they go on in life.
Yeah.
Yes, high school sports are fun. They're important in the moment, but also making sure that they're having a long, healthy life is our main goal. So educating them as much as we can on what are the signs and symptoms of a concussion, but then differentiating between concussions and other things. You get a lot of the symptoms that can come from, especially in the fall time when you start getting into those illnesses, you can get a lot of those same symptoms. So I'm always rather be safe than sorry in a lot of situations with concussions. So just trying to educate everyone on what the signs and symptoms are of those so that way they can be reported.
You bet.
Knowing your kids, I'm really fortunate I get to be at the school every day with these kids. So I get to know them on a personal level so that I can kind of tell if they're acting off. I can tell if they're not having a good day. I sit back and kind of observe, especially during your contact sports. You can see is something kind of off with them, and then you kind of pull them aside and just kind of talk to them about it. But kids have all been really good about not trying to hide any signs and symptoms. Again, just try to, I think getting out ahead of it, educating early on, really helps with that.
Aren't there different levels of concussion, Logan, like mild or I don't know how it's actually divided up, but more severe to less severe type concussions? And then the return is obviously predicated on that sort of thing as well, right? Obviously, you return quicker from a milder injury.
There's different brain injuries that happen. You have a mild traumatic brain injury, which is going to be most of your concussions. Anyone who goes unconscious, has other issues, they're going to increase in level. And then your return to play is definitely based off of the magnitude that the brain was hit with.
Yeah, right.
And then that return to play, that's the biggest thing that came out in this last year from the state of Iowa, the Athletic Association and Girls Union. With that,
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather.
So the minimum return to day after being diagnosed with a concussion is 7 days. So really, you should very rarely are you going to see someone who receives a concussion on a Friday night return by that next Friday night.
Yeah.
So that's where you see some of those, and you see them come back within a week, and myself, I cringe a little bit.
Yeah.
But like I said, sometimes they could have got pulled out that Friday night for a cautionary precaution, and then come the next day or even that night, the issues have all kind of solved themselves. They figured out it was some other injury that was kind of causing some of those symptoms to come on as well.
That's
So not every situation where someone's pulled out are they going to have a concussion, but again, I always err on the side of being safe than sorry. And with this return to play, what kind of changed is it used to be you cannot start any sort of activity until you are completely symptom free. And with this new return to play, you can actually start activity and do the first three steps while you still have symptoms that are like very minimal. Getting some of the research has been shown to get some of that blood moving, some of that blood pumping, actually is helping with recovery.
Okay.
And it's speeding up some of that recovery instead of just going to, it used to be back in the day, go sit in a dark room, go sit there and sleep until you feel better. But that's not the case. And with the research that continues to come out about it with the recovery, as you said earlier, sports, you're always going to have that risk of injury.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get away from being 100% risk-free in any sport. That's just not the way our bodies were made to move.
Exactly.
Or
right.
As we continue to push them. So.
Let's talk about, and by the way, we are visiting with Logan Wood, certified athletic trainer with Clarinda Regional Health Center. And you spend most of your time, Logan, correct me if I'm wrong, over at the Clarinda schools working with sports and all of their athletes over there. Emergency action plan. What are we talking about here, Logan?
Yeah, so with emergency action plans and the AED recommendations, again, this was another one that came up when they did the review with the Corey Stinger Institute. Just making sure you have an emergency action plan for each individual facility and why these are important is just to make sure, first off, that everyone who is there that could be involved in some sort of emergency is informed. We've run through this. So at Clarinda specifically, we have a training every August. We bring all the coaches in. We talk about each of their individual facilities, if that's practice, if that's games, depends wherever they are out throughout the whole town. We have an emergency action plan for each facility. We also bring in EMS. They come join us as well, so we can walk and talk with them as well,
yeah.
Get to know each other. So that way, it's when an emergency happens, it's not something that we haven't talked about and we haven't run through. I think that's something that's really been beneficial for us. Knock on wood, hopefully we never have to use these, but yep. For the case that we do, I think we're well prepared for them. So, and then the AEDs, the biggest thing is just having AEDs around. The administration at the school has been really good about this. We actually replaced all of our AEDs and gained five extras over or 3 years ago. So we were actually ahead of the curve there. So we have AEDs at every single facility, if that be for fine arts, if that be for any sort of athletic. We have it within 1 to 3 minutes walking pace for wow. any event that we might be hosting.
You know what? You hear every year, it seems like at some point through the year, you're going to hear of use of one of those. And you know, it might be not necessarily from the state of Iowa, but from somewhere. It seems like there's always yep. a report coming of something that happened and that was there and people used it and saved someone's life. So.
Yep. That's where I'd much rather always have it on hand and never use it and allow the batteries and the pads to expire
yeah, right.
And replace right. those, spend the money to replace those and never have to use it.
Best case scenario, Logan, absolutely. So one of the things that I think everyone that competes in high school athletics or athletics probably in general, physicals, sports physicals are required, and then health screenings. Talk to me about what's available for students and athletes here.
Yep. So sports physicals are required for you to start any practice in the state of Iowa for 7th through 12th graders. Even for younger kids, I would suggest getting these, getting in to see your primary care provider just to do an overview once a year of your whole body, where you're at, if you're having any issues go on. Again, see if you can get those issues corrected before you
yeah.
play sports.
Yeah.
Clarendon Regional Health Center graciously does free physicals all summer long in June, July, and August at our Clarendon campus, at our Bedford Clinic, and our Villisca Clinic. So if anyone is looking to do those, you can call 712-542-8330 to get scheduled at any one of those clinics. And then we're also providing free physicals at Clarendon High School.
Okay.
July 21st, 9 to 11 a.m., and then July 22nd, 3 to 5:30 p.m.
So do you have to sign up and get a time for that, or do you just show up, Logan? What do you do with those at the high school?
Yep. So you'll call the same number. You'll call 712-542-8330 to schedule for those as well at the high school, just so that way we make sure we have the time slots available and the staff and providers there that can make sure to get the kids in so that way they're not waiting for long periods of time. So we get a pretty good Kathy and the crew do a really good job of getting the kids in, getting them out, make sure all their screenings are done correctly and accurately. And if they have any questions are answered. So
go do it. Take advantage of it. It's free, Logan. So just sign up and go do it.
Yes, absolutely. Very encourage cool. everyone to get on that, especially during the summer, that way you don't have to worry about it during the year.
You bet. Absolutely. So you kind of touched on this, Logan, a little bit, but you do work with Clarendon Schools. Talk to me a little bit about the importance of that in secondary schools in particular from your perspective.
Yeah. Just having an athletic trainer in secondary schools, I think, has become a lot more widely available. Unfortunately, still in rural, especially in our corner,
yeah.
You run into where you don't find certified athletic trainers.
You're exactly right. So, and I think that should be addressed, to be honest with you, my personal opinion, Logan. I think it's important to have someone there.
Yep, I would agree 100% with you. We are currently trying to hire one as well to provide more coverage to some schools around. To be honest, it's hard to find some of us.
Yeah.
And get them down to rural Iowa. I'm like, I love it here. I try and tell everyone I go to the state conferences and try and talk to anyone and everyone that, oh, rural Iowa, it is amazing yeah. down here. And Southwest Iowa. Come on down. Come work at the schools down here. So my biggest thing is just making sure the schools, if they're hiring someone, making sure that they're credentialed, that they're able to provide the coverage that they're expecting for them to be covered. So that's just what I try and educate all the athletic directors that I talk to around. I really wish I could go to all these schools around the area. I'm very gracious that the hospital allows me to go out every day to Clarendon Community School District and provide coverage for those kids there.
Yeah, I think it's important, absolutely. And I for one, appreciate Clarendon Regional Health for doing that, because it is pretty remarkable. So, and again, Logan, I can't tell you how many events we go to, an injury occurs and they're looking for, you know, someone in the stands or someone to come help. It is just really nice to know that that person is there and to help take care of those situations. So I think it's important, to be honest with you. So,
yep, I would agree with you. As well as all these recommendations going on, I think getting the personnel in there to the schools to be in front of those kids on a daily basis, I think is really important.
You bet. So talk to me about the pharmacy a little bit. And again, we are visiting with Logan Wood, who is a certified athletic trainer with Clarendon Regional Health Center. Talk to me about CRHC Pharmacy. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we have a new outside pharmacy that will be opening Monday, June 29th. The first week, Monday through Friday, they'll be open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then July 6th, the following Monday, they will start their normal operations of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can transfer your prescriptions to the CRHC Pharmacy by calling 712-542-6774. And then they're also doing delivery, which I think is awesome.
Cool.
For some of those patients who maybe they can't get out and about, or they have to rely on someone else to get them out and about, we're going to provide delivery in the Clarendon, Bedford, and Villisca areas.
Okay. 712-542-6774 to transfer prescriptions. Delivery will be available in Clarendon, Bedford, and Villisca. Opens again. What date will you be open?
June 29th.
Okay.
Will be our first day open. So next Monday, they'll open at 9 a.m. and go till 5 p.m.
Very cool. Exciting things, Logan. Exciting things.
Yes, it is. It is very exciting. I love to see all the new things that when the hospital comes up with new programs and what they can do for the community. We're always looking for what we can do, how we can help our community members provide the best care that we can close to home.
Very good, Logan. Anything else we need to touch on?
I do not think so. I would say the only other thing, if you ever have any questions about anything that the hospital has going on, you can always find us on Facebook, on the social medias. You can also go to clarendonhealth.com. And check out all of our information and fun things we have going on there.
Very good. Logan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Take care. Thanks, Logan. Logan Wood with me this morning again. Logan with Clarendon Regional Health Center, certified athletic trainer with Clarendon Regional Health Center. Our thanks to Logan for his time this morning.
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country.